Chapter 47. It was Rose, and at the same time, it wasn't Rose. He lay flat on his back on the table, perfectly and wholly still, the three hoses connected to him at painful-looking interfaces along his torso. He was as naked as the first time she'd ever seen him. He looked smaller and more delicate than he'd been before, his limbs loose and gangly. The parts where he'd been shredded by the DC weapon had grown back, impossibly pink. She looked around. The tank, the hoses, gurgles and drips, more potted plants, taller and healthier than she'd seen here before. There were small holes drilled into the walls all around her, and she couldn't figure out what any of it meant, but it didn't matter. None of it mattered. She leaned close to his face. His face. That face that she'd last seen when he'd been blasted to oblivion by a DC explosive shell was here, now. He was breathing. She was sure of it. So slightly that it dipped below the perception of sound, but she could tell. "You're alive," she whispered. "How? How could you be alive?" And she realized, how could Dr. Dimbali not have contacted her? Later. Figure it out later. She wanted to touch him, to kiss him, to shake him awake, but the hoses attached to him and the burbling tank at the other ends gave her pause. She didn't know what any of this equipment was for, and she didn't want to mess it up and possibly hurt Rose. Retreating from the alcove, she paced the length of the basement, this time looking for anything that might possibly help her figure out what was going on. She settled on the smartboard, which had been wiped clear of dust at some point. "Let's go, smartboard." It was worth a try. The smartboard stared dully at her, dead. She removed the smart specs and tucked them away, trying to remember back to the times Dr. Dimbali had used the board. How had he activated it? Then she remembered. The gogs used MIRMs, but the smartboard used gestures. She waved her hands in front of it. Nothing. Snapped her fingers. Still nothing. She reached out and tapped it. The smartboard flickered to life.